You come from a land down under.
50 works by Aboriginal artists are bringing a bit of Australia to the U.S. The pieces are in an exhibit called Ancestral Modern, Australian Aboriginal Art from the Kaplan and Levy Collection. They're showing at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. Pam McCluskey of the Seattle Art Museum, home to the collection, is guest curator for Ancestral Modern. She tells us visitors are in for a trip.
They are going to have a chance to go to Australia and visit parts of the country that have all kinds of incredible storylines and visual effects, from shimmering billabongs to watery thunderstorms, and get a chance to see a continent in a new way.
The Frist Center's Trinita Kennedy says the exhibit is something to see.
The works of art are incredibly beautiful. There's color popping off the walls, and so it's very exciting on a visual level, too.
The Aboriginal art scene is one of the oldest in the world. McCluskey says it's rich in culture and history.
It is true. It's a very ancient art heritage that Australian Indigenous people have been on that island creating art and culture in a longer determined, sustainable path for 50,000 years. And then suddenly people came from Europe and established a different way of being, and they are now trying to reorient us as to what their culture is about.
Ancestral Modern includes paintings and sculptures. Bob Kaplan and his wife, Margaret Levy, have been collecting Aboriginal art since the 1990s. He says what we're seeing in Ancestral Modern is but a fraction of what they have collected.
The art is based on mapping primarily, and it's traditional mapping that used to be earthworks, and now they've converted it to canvas as a new vehicle, and the barks were started mostly as rock art, and the people in European Australia wanted copies of it, and the only way they could do it is put it on bark. It's a pretty exciting movement, I think.
Kaplan explains the appeal of Aboriginal art to the couple.
It's the aesthetics of it. The stories are fine, but what we have always looked for is what aesthetically pleases us, what we like as fine art, contemporary fine art.
Each of the pieces in Ancestral Modern has a story, so it's possible each visitor will find a favorite. For McCluskey, who is around this art on a daily basis, her favorite is subject to change.
Every day there's a different one that stands out, but I'd have to say one of my favorites is by an artist who told me the story behind it, Tommy Mitchell.
And what's that one about?
It's showing you punishment in paint, about a cheeky young man who was misbehaving and eventually stole an emu's heart. And while he was doing that, the wind whipped into place and dissolved him. So the painting is of him dissolving, something I've never seen happen in paint before.
Or in person.
Well, not really, yeah. Maybe on TV.
Another work is a painting depicting the Bible story of Jonah and the whale.
The artist, David Downs, converted to Christianity when he was 40, and he saw parallels in the way there were stories to enact ideas of morality. And so he paints Jonah in the whale's belly, but this is a whale fish, which is this gigantic fish that swims around the Australian seas.
Elizabeth Bowes with the Australian Embassy in Washington, D.C. says these works have special meaning to the people of her country.
Is a representation of a very traditional culture, the world's oldest living continuous culture, but it's also a very modern interpretation of that culture, and that's what makes it so special, really, that it is represented here in an institution that is internationally recognized and not just on the walls of dusty old museums in Australia.
Kennedy says those of us who see Ancestral Modern can benefit in more than one way.
This is an opportunity, I think, to learn about a world and a way of looking at the world that many of us have never experienced. Australian Aboriginal people have this respect for the earth, and I think they have a lot to teach us.
Ancestral Modern is showing at the Frist through October 15th. Go to fristcenter.org to learn more, and Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. fristcenter.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.